through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies this afternoon. We're expecting highs in the low 80s. Highs tomorrow in the low to mid 80s. It's 76 and sunny in Atchison, 77 in Lawrence, 76 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience
important or as impactful as this.
LeVar Burton talks roots, rainbows, and the final frontier on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good afternoon, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me tonight as we kick off our 2024 Kansas Notable Book Series on KPR Presents. It's a conversation with Alex Grecian about his latest book, Red Rabbit. We'll also hear from Brian Deldorf, whose book, Words is a Powerful Thing, won this year's Hefner Heights Award for Kansas Literary Nonfiction. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies this afternoon, highs in the low 80s, light winds from the northeast. It's 77 in Lawrence, 76 in Atchison, 76 in Topeka. You're listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
Portage Monday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition from 5 to 9 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer. Good afternoon, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org. It's turning into a really lovely day out there. We've got partly cloudy skies in some areas, sunny skies in others. Highs today only getting up to around 81 degrees. It's 77 in Topeka, 77 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
And, sorry.
Bill Gates's Melinda, Please Come Back party.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis, and thanks also to Roy Blunt Jr., Shantira Jackson, and Hari Kondabolu. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Karen Chi, in for Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. There's a full moon tonight, the perfect evening for a story with witches, ghosts, and demons. This week on KPR Presents, we're kicking off our 2024 Kansas Notable Book Series with Red Rabbit, a spooky story from Alex Grecian.
I set out to write a Western about a community ostracizing somebody because she was different. I gradually realized there were supernatural elements in this, and I embraced them, and it turned out to be kind of a different book for me, and really a lot of fun.
We'll also hear from Brian Daldorf, whose book, Words is a Powerful Thing, won this year's Hefner Heights Award for Literary Nonfiction. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Partly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the low to mid 80s. It's 78 in Lawrence, 77 in Topeka. Coming up next, it's NPR News, followed by Trail Mix with Bob McWilliams. I'm Kay McIntyre. Have a great afternoon.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden said today he is stepping aside in his bid for re-election. He announced his decision in a letter posted on social media. He said it has been the greatest honor of his life to serve as president. The president has been off the campaign trail while recovering from COVID. His doctor says his COVID symptoms have improved significantly. Dr. Kevin O'Connor said the president has now taken eighth dose of the antiviral Paxlovid. A week after the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, the director of the Secret Service is preparing to testify tomorrow about what went wrong. The Trump team says it has long requested more protection. Now NPR's Amy Held reports the Secret Service is acknowledging there were times their own resources were not provided.
Scrutiny of the Secret Service is growing after a gunman fired at Trump, injuring him, killing one person and injuring two others who attended the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump has questions about how it could happen, as he told Fox News in an interview set to air Monday.
Did we have enough people? Why didn't we have enough people?
Over the last 2 years, the Trump team says it has been asking for more Secret Service protection. One day after the shooting, Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi tweeted, "It was untrue that they had rebuffed the Trump team's requests for additional resources." Today, however, he acknowledged to NPR in an email that in some instances when Secret Service resources were not available, state or local partners were used for protection. Amy Held, NPR News.
Israel says a powerful airstrike on a major port in Yemen yesterday will keep Houthi rebels from receiving weapons there for an extended period. NPR's Greg Myrie reports on the attack that came a day after the Houthis hit Israel with a deadly drone strike.
The Israeli bombing raid ignited huge fires at oil and gas storage tanks in Yemen's port of Hodeidah on the country's Red Sea coast. Israel says this port is where the Houthi militia receives weapons from Iran. The port is also critical for food and other civilian goods imported into the impoverished country. Yemen's health ministry says dozens of people were injured, many with severe burns. And a Houthi spokesman said the group would continue attacks on Israel. A Houthi drone struck near the Tel Aviv beachfront Friday, killing one Israeli man. Israel says the Houthis have fired 200 missiles and drones at Israel in recent months. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Philippine government says it's reached an agreement with China to de-escalate tensions in the South China Sea. The Philippines maintains an outpost there, a long-grounded and rusting warship. The Chinese Coast Guard has been trying to stop the Philippines from delivering food and water to the crew. Today, the Philippines said the two countries have agreed on a provisional arrangement for resupply missions. No details were provided. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. Here are the real Sarahs and Alex DeGrassi to open today's Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio.
Those songs Loretta wrote, 'cause when you can't find a friend, still got the radio. And when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Oh, listen to the radio. The radio. Oh, listen to the radio. The radio. Oh, oh. I left a handsome two-stepping good old boy in Tennessee. Now he's sitting on the sofa, he's looking for his supper, wondering what's become of me. Well, I got a 0018 Martin guitar in the backseat of the car, and I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on. 'Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. And when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Oh, listen to the radio. The radio. Oh, listen to the radio. The radio. Oh, listen to the radio. The radio. I smell the poncho train, hear the silver wings, and then away Merle Haggard flies. That good old boy will find a band of gold on the stereo. Hey, then my mama's gonna call, say, where's she gone? He'll say, down the road with the radio on. And when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. And when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Oh, listen to 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 the radio. The radio.
The Real Sarahs and guitarist Alex DeGrassi opening Trail Mix here on Kansas Public Radio with that Nancy Griffith song, Listen to the Radio. The new album from The Real Sarahs and Alex DeGrassi called Everything's Changed. The Real Sarahs are singer Sarah Larkin and singer and baritone ukulele player Sarah Ryan with Alex DeGrassi, their special guest on the new album, Everything's Changed. Well, I'm glad you're listening to the radio today and listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's Trail Mix. I'm Bob McWilliams. And in just a few minutes, in about 8 minutes or so, we're going to hear the wonderful songwriter from Oklahoma, John Fulbright, from an album he did back a decade ago that was just called Song. So we'll hear some of his songs. And up next, we'll hear the duo Ordinary Elephant, who are coming to Lawrence's Vintage Church this Friday night. We'll tell you more about that. We've been playing a lot of their new album, but today I thought we'd go back and hear a couple from their 2019 album, their previous album called Honest. And we've got, as I mentioned, two songs, starting off with I Come From. It's Ordinary Elephant on KPR.
Eggshell white, painting your head, dirt beneath your nails, and years on the back of your head. Some things can't wash clean, and some will stick around. Blades of St. Augustine scattered across the driveway. Still feels like Sunday when I hear a Cajun band. Every chamber of my heart, babe,
what I come from. Sometimes our world falls apart, but I guess that's what it takes to find the part that cannot break. Wooden table on a concrete slab, the fish are red and the crabs are blue. Every 5-gallon bucket carries a piece of you. Some things can wash clean, and some has to growl. Spill beer and a deck of cards. Sheet for a tablecloth. Some of those days are lost, but most I still come across. Every chamber of my heart bears a mark of what I come from. Sometimes the world falls apart, but I guess that's what it takes to find the part that cannot break. I come from hard work. I come from never giving up. I come from you. I built cities with sidewalk chalk and sailed the world in a cardboard bowl. I hope I always dream that big. The whole damn kitchen and every pot of cold soup. Hope I always put everything I got into what I do. Some things can wash clean, and some has to growl. Every chamber. Sometimes our world falls apart, but I guess that's what it takes to find the part that cannot break. We cannot break. Side table, bright red numbers bigger than your head. She couldn't see him otherwise. She said she might never go to bed. She got her teeth tucked in a tumbler, bright white smile floating in the night. She couldn't flash that grin otherwise, but you still see it in her eyes.
Chart is blurry, and
Good afternoon. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom. Sorry to interrupt during Trail Mix, but NPR has just begun special coverage as President Biden has announced he is dropping out of the 2024 election. We join the special coverage currently in progress.
Talking this morning about the president going back on the
You're listening to live special coverage on Kansas Public Radio. If you're tuning in expecting to hear Trail Mix right now with Bob McWilliams, we've gone to special coverage from NPR. We will rejoin Trail Mix as soon as NPR signals that they are going back to regular programming. NPR News takes a look at the big issues that matter to voters in this year's presidential election in a one-hour special, We the Voters. That's tomorrow evening on KPR2. Steve Inskeep examines topics like the economy, immigration, gun violence, reproductive rights, and health care. Join us for We the Voters tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock on all KPR2 stations. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, who can be reached at kansastreecare.com.
You're listening to live special coverage, the nominee, and that is shaking up the presidential race. You've been listening to live coverage from NPR News.
You're listening to live special coverage from NPR on Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details and how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org. We'll continue with NPR's special coverage. Again, if you're tuning in for Trail Mix with Bob McWilliams, we'll get back to that as soon as possible. Highs today in the low 80s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to live special coverage from NPR News.
My fellow Democrats, I've decided not to accept the nomination and to focus all my energies on my duties as president for the remainder of my term. We'll have much more coverage coming up here and online. Stay tuned to your local member station or at NPR.org. With Aisha Roscoe, I'm Ari Shapiro, and you're listening to special coverage from NPR News.
You're listening to special coverage on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KCPBS and Flatland, presenting the Kansas City 2024 Voter Guide in partnership with the Kansas City Media Collective. Information on candidates and ballot issues at kcvoterguide.org.
You've been listening to NPR's special coverage. We're going to join Trail Mix in just a moment following NPR News in exactly 1 minute from now. And then again, we'll be rejoining Trail Mix in progress. For more information about today's news, join us at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered here at Kansas Public Radio. And, of course, you can tune to BBC NewsHour on KPR2. They are also covering special coverage of President Biden's announcement that he will not be running for re-election in 2024.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting ERA in the Heartland, Ratification and Reconsideration, a student-designed exhibit about the Equal Rights Amendment. Now open to the public. Details at doleinstitute.org.
Again, we'll be going to NPR News in just a few seconds. Join us for All Things Considered at 4 o'clock this afternoon for more news from President Biden, as well as special coverage over on BBC on KPR2. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 2 o'clock. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora.